Hello.
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have representation of all genders, let me ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth? Just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages. It's just the year of your birth.
39.
Oh, 1939. Thank you so very much, ma'am. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma? High school graduate diploma or equivalent? Some college with no degree? Associate
That's
degree?
That's it. Some college with no degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race? A race, I'm sorry. White, black,
white.
Or African-American? White, okay, thank
I'm
you.
I'm white.
I appreciate that. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election?
I will be there with bells on.
Okay. Would you say that you are almost certain to vote then, or will you probably vote?
No, I will. I'm certain to vote.
Almost certain to vote, right? Thank you.
I got to get rid of the local president.
Okay, I understand. So how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you very much. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all. And a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10.
I'm going to say a 10.
A
10? And everybody should vote.
Your opinion is extremely important, ma'am. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. The options are climate change, racism and discrimination, Israel-Palestine conflict, voting rights and democracy, criminal justice reform, police violence, cost of living and inflation, healthcare, jobs and the economy, student loans forgiveness, immigration.
No, I can tell you the 2 I want, the border and the economy.
The border and the economy, let me just double check that. Under these circumstances, I do have jobs and the economy. I don't see the border in the options. I do see
well, the border should be the border should be your the border should be your most important thing, because those are people that are coming here, taking away our schools, taking away our jobs, taking away everything. So you should have the border number on your
would you consider that
on your list.
Still immigration and jobs?
Immigration,
right? We do have that.
Put it on immigration.
Immigration and jobs and the economy, you said, right, ma'am?
That's, yes.
The last option, just in case you want to change your mind, that I see is also crime and violence and abortion. Or you still would stay with the same option?
I don't care about abortion.
Okay.
I care about crime.
Okay. But you will still stay with immigration and the economy and jobs, right? Jobs
yes,
and
yes.
Thank you. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
0.
Joe Biden?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
0.
Republicans in Congress?
10.
Okay. Donald Trump?
10.
Thank you very much. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump, right? Thank you. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
The Republican candidate.
Okay. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election.
He's a liar. He makes these promises and doesn't hold them. No.
Okay. So would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most
zero.
Of his promises?
No.
Let me read
no,
you the
No, he hasn't.
Right.
Very few. He might have kept a few, but very few. He's a liar. Right. He says he's going to do that, and he doesn't do it.
Right. I
Donald Trump says he's going to do it, and Donald Trump. Donald Trump says he's going to do it, and he does it.
All right. So from the following list, which one would you select? No, kept any of his promises. Kept few of his promises. Kept some of his promises. Kept most of his promises. Of kept or kept all his promises.
No, number two. Kept few
of his promises, yeah. Right? Thank you.
Right.
Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. Are you much more likely to support that or much less likely to support?
I'm much more likely to support that.
Okay, or somewhat more likely. Still much more likely, I believe, right?
Yep, much more likely.
How about someone who defends democracy?
Much Same more like, likely.
Much more likely. Yep. Grows the economy?
Much more likely.
Much more likely to support, okay. Wants to build black wealth.
Build black wealth?
Mm-hmm.
Put that on the end.
Much less likely to support.
Right.
Or
well, I don't know what
likely.
You mean by black wealth.
Well, it's just basically at this time, it will still be just like a priority. Or trait. If someone would put that as a priority or trait.
No, I don't want that as a priority. Everybody should be treated the same. No.
Okay. Much less likely to support them, you said, right, ma'am?
Right. Right.
Okay. How about looks out for people like me?
Like who?
Like us. Like me. In this case, it's like a quote, right? Someone who looks out for people like me. Are you much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, or much less likely to support?
The second one.
Somewhat more likely to support. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Someone who secures the border?
Who, what? Repeat that.
Secures the border.
Oh, that's most likely.
Much more likely to support, right? And
yep.
someone who puts people over politics.
Less likely.
Much less likely to support?
Oh, no, more likely. People over politics. No, people should be over politics.
Okay, much more likely or somewhat more likely to support?
No, much more likely.
Thank you. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0, it does not describe them well at all. It's too woke. From 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
5.
Okay. Wants to build black wealth again.
I don't get that, but 0.
Okay. Is effective and gets things done.
The Democrats? 0.
It's general in here. It's effective and gets things done. Okay, so 0 does not describe them well at all, right? Okay.
Right. Right.
Is honest and ethical.
Zero.
Fights racism and discrimination.
They are racist. Zero.
Okay. Protects abortion rights.
They think they do, but they don't. Zero.
Okay.
They protect themselves. Zero.
Yeah. Zero, right? Okay. In this case, Democrats in Congress. Exactly. Correct. So that's, thank you very much. It's very important, your opinion, ma'am. Next, I am going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated. And 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number, again, between 0 and 10. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership. With the statement from 0 to 10.
0.
0. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me. CAPPED. CAPE. Right? Okay.
Yeah, 0. They didn't help me with anything.
With
0.
A month supply of insulin, for seniors now $35, and seniors out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now cap at $2,000 a year. You said 0. They didn't help you at all?
No, didn't help me at all, no. Not for what I take, no.
Okay. As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. From 0 to 10.
0. They shouldn't be. The taxpayers should not have to pay for student loans. They should pay for their own. 0.
Oh, I understand that, ma'am. Your opinion is extremely important. As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
You know what? That doesn't apply to me. I'd have to say 0. I don't know. I'm older. That doesn't apply to me.
Not motivated at all about that quote, right?
No.
So now I am going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. 2, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. 3, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Next, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Next, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Next, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. That's 3 of those that you think it has the biggest impact on your life personally.
None, because I don't work anymore. I'm retired. No, none of them.
None of them? None of the above?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you so much. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? First, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. 2, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. Two. Okay. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means it is a not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first quote is, we all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class. At the same time that they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy, Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth in black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that to you?
I'm going to do 0 because Democrats do nothing but ruin the country.
Okay. From 0, exactly, not convincing at all? For
nope.
A reason to support, exactly, correct.
No, because they say those things, but they don't carry through with them. That's why the blacks are turning to the Republicans now.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, ma'am, and thank
Trump,
you so much.
Trump helped the blacks more than Biden. He lies. He's going to help them do this, and then they don't hear from him for 4 years. No.
Well, I understand that you think that about them, yeah. Let's move on to the next one as well, your opinion.
How long is this going to be?
We're almost done at 80%. Just a few questions more. After
yeah,
Malaka,
but this is long. I bet most people aren't going to do this. It's too long.
I apologize for the inconvenience, and I appreciate your time. And we're almost done. Almost done. After MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. From 0 to 10.
0.
We need leaders in Congress who will invest the black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping
away. No. That's not even good. That's not even a good question.
Correct.
The Democrats are the ones that are dividing the country, not
okay.
The Republicans.
Your opinion is being recorded as well. It says here, meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their own homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. 0 to 10 again.
0.
The next statement says, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth, even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her
doctor,
and will pass a national
That's
protection.
Not true either. Republicans, if they've been had rape and that, Republicans will let them give it up. They don't have to have the baby.
0 to 10 in that case, how convincing do you find this the statement?
0.
Thank you. And
are you doing this survey for the Democrats or for the Republicans? Who are you doing the survey for?
No, this is neutral, ma'am. The survey is neutral, correct? It's just
I don't know. It sounds more like you're pushing the Democrats than the Republicans.
At the end of the day, your opinion is what matters, ma'am. No worries. So if you don't agree with that, that's your opinion as well. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare.
Wrong.
Get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Let me just read it. And block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance or coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10.
0. Republicans do not want to get rid of Social Security and that. They do not want to get rid of it.
Okay. Your opinion is very important, ma'am. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024?
Oh, good, because you're starting to aggravate me.
We're almost
too many
done.
Questions. Okay.
Right. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated? From 0
10.
To 10. Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale.
I feel at least an 8, and everybody should vote.
0. Okay, you should use an 8. 0, of course, means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your power has a lot of power, your vote, right? 8, you said, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Sometimes in this, in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I vote for the Republican candidate.
Okay. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices. Okay. Bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable from 0 to 10?
0.
Wants to
they did not bring
well.
Anything down. The prices are still going up. In fact, I went to buy eggs, and it was like twice what they were last week.
The next one is wants to build black wealth from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you so much, man. We're 88% almost done. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, someone conservative, or very conservative?
I'm conservative.
Somewhat or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Thank you.
Probably from talking to me, you could probably tell.
But we help hear people of all kinds and all thinkings. Well, no worries. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I'm 85.
Oh,
my children are...
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No, I'm not. I'm 85 years old. I'm not. My children are all out on their own.
Right. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired? Permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay
retired.
Retired.
I'm retired.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe
I
Biden
voted for Trump, and he didn't
Donald
make
Trump,
it.
Trump, the Republican.
Yes.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999. Between 25,000.
Take that one, because I only live on Social Security and a small pension.
Oh, that one, less than 24,999.
Yep.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Once a week.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, ma'am. That's it. I appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
That's it.
Bye.
Thank you so much for your time. You're welcome. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you so much.